Bills are coming off their bye week and begin their stretch run in their final five games north of the border as they will face the Atlanta Falcons up in Toronto this Sunday. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, you look at this team. It's a reeling Falcons team. Hard to believe that a team that was in the NFC title game a year ago is 2-9 right now.
Yeah, they came very close to going to the Super Bowl last year as they lost in the NFC championship game. And they really have fallen on hard times with that 2-9 record. They've lost 8 of their last 9 games, including the last 5 games in a row. They really have had a tough season, but don't tell that to the Bills. Head coach Doug Marone has made a point of making sure his team does not take this Atlanta team lightly.
You know, you're talking about a team that in the last 5 years has won the second most amount of games. So, you know, they obviously have very good players. They have good veteran leadership. And I think that's what's important. That's what I keep reminding our players. You know, hey, throw all the records, throw everything out. We're going out there and playing a team that knows how to win and has won a lot of football games.
They're still a good team, and they've got a lot of good players out there, a lot of guys who have been around a while and some good young players too. So, you know, I think we have to approach it as, you know, this team was in the NFC Championship last year, and they were in the game. You know, it was a good game. So, you know, they're a very talented football team, and we've got to approach it, as they're a good team.
The problem for Atlanta's normally high-octane offense has mainly been injuries this season. Steven Jackson, their running back's been in and out of the lineup. Roddy White has not been right all year long with a high ankle sprain, and they've lost Julio Jones for the season due to injury. Running the football, though, has been the persistent problem. They're averaging less than 75 yards on the ground per game. That ranks 31st in the league. Still, Buffalo's defenders have respect for the veteran Jackson.
Absolutely, man. I mean, he's a hard runner. I mean, we knew him about him from St. Louis and everything like that over the years, but he's definitely, you know, still showing that he still has it. So he's definitely going to be a tough task.
What do you do with a guy like that, a big, strong guy who's just going to, you know, run into the pile?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing, you have to gang tackle. You know, we know the first man in. Hey, just slow him down. And the rest of the guys, you know, all 10 of us, we're going to be out there, you know, jumping on him and getting him down, stripping up the ball, attacking him as well. Well,
coming off the bye, the Bills are as healthy as they've been for a long time. You got to go all the way back to week 1 when E.J. Manuel had a full arsenal of weapons available for him on offense with Robert Woods and Stevie Johnson both returning to the lineup after sitting out the win against the New York Jets.
It's a great feeling being out here this past week of practice. Has been awesome. You know, just preparing for the Falcons and having Stevie back and all those guys and having Woody back with a, you know, a fresh ankle, and he's moving around like he's always done. And I know, you know, those guys are really chomping at the bit to get back out there and make some plays.
Feels good. Hopefully, you know, pick back up where they left off last week. And just me and Stevie just hop right in and keep things going.
Unable to crack 100 rushing yards in each of their last 2 games, Buffalo's offense is determined to fix their ground attack, knowing they need to be balanced to be successful against Atlanta.
You just have to go back and look at the beginning of the season and see what we were doing great and see what was really working well for us and just get back to that, because at the end of the day, the running game is our bread and butter. Yeah. And we know teams going to continue to look at the game plan that the Jets did and try to emulate that, but we have to do a better job of just executing, and, you know, and we will. You know, I have all the faith in the world in the guys up front.
Well, Murph, Buffalo figures to have some success on the ground against the league's 28th-ranked run defense. I realize that number might be skewed a little bit with teams usually up on the scoreboard against Atlanta running out the clock, but it's certainly not as good a run defense as they've seen of late.
No, and it's a run defense that gives up 130 yards per game on the ground, which is just about what the Bills are averaging offensively in their rushing attack. The Falcons start an undrafted rookie free agent at middle linebacker. They've got some age up front. I do think the run game is the best option for the Bills if they're going to win this game.
A reminder, Sunday's kickoff comes your way at 4 p.m. Check your local listings to tune in to Murph and Mark Kelso on the radio side on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.